Moncrief on News Talk.
Yes, we're all concerned about kids and screen time, and for a host of completely legitimate reasons. But doesn't that distract us a bit from what the grown-ups are doing? We're not immune from digital addiction, something Niamh O'Reilly fesses up to today in the Journal. After all, if we want children to put down screens, we have to do the same. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. So we might as well start with the bad stuff.
Yep.
You know, when, and a lot of people will be familiar with this, you get the little report on a Monday as to how much screen time. What was your fix?
Absolutely. So, oh God, I feel sick like revealing this, but the other week my screen time notification came in and like it caught my eye straight away because it said I spent over 40 hours on my phone during the week. And I just, I nearly threw up. And like initially I said, well, I was very busy with work. Obviously, you know, if I look at that, it's all going to be productivity apps and emails and research and stuff for the kids preparing for summer. No, no, at least 19 hours. Hours of it I spent on social media. And like even then I was trying to, you know, justify it to myself saying, well, you know, as a journalist, sometimes I have to research and find people through social media. But no, let's just be honest here. I spent most of this time on TikTok scrolling absolute rubbish for hours at nighttime when I'm supposed to be asleep.
And we and I suppose at the time, are you aware you're doing it even?
No, you see, it is so addictive. And like, if you haven't been on TikTok, it's hard to quantify how addictive it feels. Like I used to be a smoker, Sean, and I gave up smoking. I smoked for 10 years. I was a heavy enough smoker. I didn't ever want to give up. And I gave up smoking cold turkey. I don't think I can give up TikTok cold turkey. It's it feels that addictive to me. And I know I'm not the only one. And I managed to keep it at bay during the daytime. But like when the kids are in bed and I say, you know, to my other half, I say, oh, I'm really tired. I'm going up. I need an early night. And I just have a quick look at TikTok. And then it could be midnight and I'm still on it. But the stuff I have looked at, Sean, like embarrassingly, I spent a good 40 minutes this particular week on a live video on TikTok, watching a guy in the United States, like a young college guy, putting elastic bands around a ginormous watermelon to see how many elastic bands it would take for it to explode. And like, I didn't set out to look at this at all. It popped up on my feed. I was curious. I was like, what is this? And then all of a sudden I clicked on it and it's like I'd stumbled into this grimy, you know, watermelon exploding corner of the internet. And everyone who was watching it, there was thousands of people watching it. People were like, you know, commenting saying, oh, I think it'll take, you know, 200 elastic bands or 300 elastic bands. It was like they were betting on what was going to happen. It was like a scene from The Deer Hunter with fruit instead of POWs. It was really, really weird, but I couldn't look away. And I had, you know, when I stayed there for longer than 10 minutes, I was sort of like, well, I can't leave now. I have to see this thing explode. I have to see it through to the end. What a waste of my time. It was just...
And are there certain times of the day where you tend to do this more than others?
It's the evening, definitely. I don't tend to go on social media that much during the day because I suppose I am working and I am with the kids. But I am using my phone, it has to be said. And like when you sit down and think about how integrated our phones are into our lives, there's few things you can actually do today that don't require some kind of app or you picking up your phone to look up something or book something or contact someone. And like everything from my alarm clock in the morning to the, you know, the communal family calendar, the grocery list, banking, it's all done via my phone. So I have it in my hand multiple times a day. And then this evening sort of ritual of me looking at TikTok for hours has just crept in. And it does give you that dopamine hit. It is like any addiction. It is this pleasing sensation to just keep watching this absolute rubbish of like cat videos and just random stuff that comes up on my algorithm every night.
Yeah. And then can you get to sleep afterwards? Because apparently that's the worst thing you can do is look at a screen.
the worst thing you can do. Absolutely. And like, I probably have no lights on in the room either. And I look like totally creepy, probably, if anybody came in to see me. You know, I'm like, have this phone in my face, probably drool coming out of the side of my mouth or something, like some kind of troll who's been just looking at screens for far too long. And it can be very hard to get to sleep. It certainly is not good sleep hygiene, you know, and I'm the first to complain that I'm tired, you know, and at this stage in my life, sleep isn't the best, you know, anyway. So it's this crazy addiction, and TikTok in particular. I mean, I was on the Lewis the other day and it was rammed, so I couldn't take my phone out, which was probably a good thing based on how much I scroll social media. But I was sort of jammed up against the side of the door and I was sort of looking down on a young guy sitting sort of below me, and he had his phone out and he had TikTok on it. And he spent the entire, I'd say, 40 minute journey just scrolling constantly through videos on TikTok. And I just thought to myself, wow, that's exactly how I look when I do it at nighttime. And it's kind of freaky when you take a step back and look at how we're like zombies on our phones. And I looked around the carriage and everyone was, yeah, they could have been reading or something on their phone or listening to a podcast, but almost everyone had their face in a screen and very few were actually looking up around at one another. So it's a problem.
Yeah, no, I get the Dart home every day and the Dart in and out to work, and that's what you've described there is it's a rarity to see someone not looking at a phone.
And we're almost like, what do we do? We've made eye contact, you know, like days gone past, you might strike up some random conversation with people, you know, on public transport, especially when it breaks down. You know, there's nothing that bonds people quicker than, you know, a Lewis not turning up or whatever. But I don't think we're doing that anymore. We're just solely focused on whatever it is we're looking at on our phones. And it's kind of scary when you take a step out of it and you recognise that.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't read these out yet. Ask her if she's on Vinted. That's crazily addictive.
Oh my God. So far I haven't, but I do know.
I shouldn't
know
be giving you ideas.
No, like I'll be in therapy now if I'm on TikTok and Vinted, because Vinted is a whole other thing. Like I hear it is completely consuming, you know, and people are offering you like €2 for items and like, oh, it's mental.
Somebody else says, my secret midnight scrolling was the Danish royal family. I'm too embarrassed to give you my name. And rightfully so, I would have thought.
It can't be worse than watching someone putting elastic bands on a watermelon.
I don't know. We need to look at both and compare for their aesthetic qualities. the issue with this, and you do make this point yourself in the piece you wrote, like we're trying to keep kids off our phones, but they're just seeing us on our phones.
It's like I don't have a leg to stand on. I am a total hypocrite. Like, and I have said to my kids, you know, it's a lovely sunny day. What are you doing in watching Netflix or on your Nintendos or the iPad? You know, get out there. Yet I probably have a phone in my hand, you know, and they drew a picture of me the other day. They were like, look, Mum, it's you on your phone again. And I just felt, oh, my God, children are so perceptive. So they are very aware that I am on my phone a lot. And like my 9-year-old, he doesn't have a smartphone yet. And I'm trying to make sure that he doesn't have one for a long time. But when I'm on it, he's kind of at my shoulder, like looking over to see, you know, what I'm doing. And like, to them, Mum is on this thing a lot and it seems important and, you know, it takes a lot of her time. So they obviously think, well, I should also be doing that. So it's a confusing message for them. I'm telling them, get off screens. And yet I'm on mine an awful lot. So it's very hypocritical of me.
Yeah, but don't, I suspect, Niamh, you're far from the only person in this situation. And probably a lot of adults are very aware of how much screen time kids are getting, but not really considering how much they're doing it themselves.
I think so. And I know we're probably heading towards where we're going to have a ban sooner or later for the under 16s for social media. I think in part that that's a good thing, but I honestly don't think it's going to be the magic solution to our issue with screen time, you know, especially when my kids can just see me zombified looking at my screen for whatever, you know, it is. So it's a problem. I think we need to look at you know, the platforms themselves. And it's not even just social media. I mean, the way in which our lives are just so integrated into our phones, there's very few things you don't have to download an app for. Even going to buy clothes in a bricks and mortar store, you know, they'll say, can I email you your receipt? Or have you downloaded our app, you know, for a discount? And it's all very much back to your phone, and it's very difficult to get through a day without picking it up for something.
Yeah. No, but at the same time, I suppose there's kind of a functional element to some of those things, like banking and even shopping.
There is. But that's how they get you. Once you're on the phone, then, you know, you'll see an L notification. And social media apps are particularly good at sort of like, I know you can turn them off, but they have notifications that ping up and say, ooh, you know, now is a good time to go on TikTok or Instagram or whatever it is.
Oh,
or
no.
Some notification that actually isn't important. You know, it's about someone commented on someone else's, you know, it's not even related to you, but it gets you opening the app. And sure, then once you're on it, I mean, it's very difficult to get off.
We got a message in from Denise Whitmore. She runs a marketing agency called the Social Media Department. And she says, I teach business how to use social media all the time. One of the things I always talk about is the increase in dopamine and oxytocin that people get when they scroll their phones. It's highly addictive. A few years ago, one study found that there was more oxytocin from 10 minutes of tweeting than you would find on your wedding day.
I can believe it. Like, it's so strange the way it is this pleasing, you know, experience, this addictive quality. And it is this nice feeling. And once you log on and have that, you're keen to replicate it again. And it's so easy to do, just a click and you're in. And you say to yourself, oh, it'll only be 10 minutes, but it tends to be about 3 hours. And then you're exhausted and the cycle continues.
Niamh, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Niamh O'Reilly there, her pieces in today's journal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.